السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, dear friends, visitors from Johannesburg, and also our local brothers, and therefore the taqaza came that we should have some majlis. There has been request also for the recitation of the Naat Sharif, Nabi Akram, from one of our Hafiz brothers from the Transvaal. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, we will have that too. But first listen to Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi's beautiful advice. ظاہر ہے کہ قوم من حیث الاسلام یا من حیث القوم مردہ ہو چکی ہے، فرادہ فرادہ لوگ موجود ہیں جو عقل قلیل ہیں، ان میں حیات ہے اور اس کی وجہ سے بھی احساس ہے. اہل احساس بخوبی سمجھ رہے ہیں کہ قوم مردہ ہو چکی ہے، اب اس کو زندہ کرنا آسان نہیں ہے. یہ دور مسلمانوں کے لیے سخت ابتلاء اور امتحان کا دور ہے، ہر قسم کا ابتلاء ہے، اور سب سے بڑا ابتلاء ایمان کا ہے. ہر مبتلا کو احساس ابتلاء ضروری ہے، ہر مبتلا کو احساس ابتلاء ضروری ہے، ورنہ وہ اس کو موت کی گھاٹ اتار دے گا. احساس ابتلاء کا تو ہو جاتا ہے، مگر یہ کہ احساس صحیح ہے یا نہیں، تو احساس صحیح صرف بعض ہی کو ہوتا ہے، ویسے مطلق احساس تو سب ہی کو کچھ نہ کچھ ہو جاتا ہے. بس جن کو احساس صحیح ہو چکا، ان پر لازم ہے کہ وہ دوسروں میں بھی اس کو پیدا کرنے کی کوشش کریں. اہل احساس کا یہ فرض ہے جو ان پر متوجہ ہے. دوسرے یہ کہ اس احساس کے بعد کیا کرنا ہے، اس مردگی کو کس طرح دور کرنا ہے، کیا کام کرنا ہے کہ سب میں حیات اور روح پیدا ہو جائے اور سب لوگ زندہ ہو کر کام پر لگ جائے. احساس کے بعد عمل کا درجہ ہے. میں اس سلسلے میں کچھ کہنا چاہتا ہوں، سمجھیے، اور اگر میرے کہنے سے نہیں سمجھے گا تو ضرورت خود سمجھا دے گی، اور اگر پہلے ہی سے سمجھ لے تو اس میں آپ ہی کا کیا نقصان ہے. حدیث اللہ والا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ گیدم جزائے خیر، اللہ تعالیٰ فل قبر بھی نور وضو پاس کرے. Their whole life they spend in the fikr of the ummat, that how we can bring life in the ummat. Their day and night was spent in that fikr. They burnt themselves. They sacrificed their own desires. It was not a question of any kind of payment in return, or any kind of wages, or some kind of gifts and hadiyas, that in expectation of that they did some khidmat of deen. They were fulfilling that sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his major concern was the ummat. So here also he says that qawm min haythul islam ya min haythul qawm murda ho chuki hai. That if you have to look at the ummat at large, then it is dead. The ummat at large, now we're not talking about, it says furada furada log maujood hai, that here and there you will find somebody that is, has got life, has got spirituality, has got deen, has got this fahm and understanding of deen and the practice upon the deen. You will find some here, some there. But aqall qaleel, say they are very small in number. It's a small minority. But if you take the majority, he says, min haythul islam wa min haythul qawm, زندہ ہو چکی. اٹ از ڈیڈ. If a person is fast asleep and you give the person one shot, he'll get up. Therefore, one Camry ND181520. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi, I think it was, that he was told, he said that all the nasihat that are made, but we are fast asleep. He says, if you are fast asleep, at least you would have got up. If somebody shakes a person who is fast asleep, he gets up. He says, say we are dead. One of them says that. He says, say we are dead. Because if you are fast asleep, then at least all these nasihats, waaz, should get the person up. But if the person is dead, then how are you going to get him up? So he says, the whole qawm, it seems, has become like that now. Look at present, and because of this fitna time that we are going through, therefore I am bringing this to your attention. Look at the majority. Don't look at one small minority. Even the small minority, it is sometimes because of the environment or because of the shame that they would experience if they have to follow the herd, if they have to follow the flock. They will experience some shame that people will say, you also there. One of us has to be there with Bafana jackets in the stadium. And we know that will be something that will be very shameful. People will straight away say, Maulana Sahab also here. What if the Maulana Sahab wore as was requested by one Muslim leader that the Jummah khutbah must be delivered in support of the South African team wearing the Bafana jacket. Now imagine on a Friday if the Imam Sahab wears that and comes on a minbar. So some of us are saved because we feel ashamed that if I am going to go there, they know me as a person that is connected with masjid, madrasa, khanqa, or connected with tabligh and dawat, or connected with Quran and tilawat, or imamat, or khitabat. Now these are the things that restrain us. Otherwise inside the taqazas are the same. That if these restrictions were not there, then we also would have been party. We also would have been supporters of the same fitnas. Sometimes if the thought just crosses the mind or passes the mind, that is not objectionable. There shaitan will bring very, very evil and bad thoughts into the minds of even pious people. Yeah, I'm talking about the mizaj becomes that, the mizaj, the nature, the temperament, that we also want to be part of that. Whatever they are doing, whatever the non-Muslims are doing, whatever the disbelievers are doing, whatever the fussaq and the fujjar are doing, the transgressors are doing, we also want to be party, we also want to enjoy the same sins. So therefore he says that looking at the ummah at large, it seems as if the ummah is dead. It doesn't even have a ihsas left. You say sometimes that the nerves are dead, finished. Dead nerves, so now you don't feel the pain, nothing. For the person is dead, finished, doesn't, you can't get him up. So much of waaz, so much of nasihat, so much of Quran, so much of sunnah, so much of publications and so much of radio station blasting all the time programs. Still at the end of the day, the pull is towards the same evil. And those who are shameless, then of course they will even say things which will be against Sharia, against Quran, against sunnah. They'll make a mockery of deen. They'll make a mockery of those people who are trying to restrain others from that which is haram and forbidden. So that is the sign that that ihsas is also gone. That realization is also gone. That we are engaging in some kind of sin. The person is committing the worst of sin but is considering that sin as a sin. Then at least there is hope that this person will make some tawbah and come out of that sin, or he will regret, he will be ashamed. at least his iman is intact, although sometimes by a thin thread. But the fact is that at least he's considering the sin as a sin. But when the sin is going to be considered something of virtue, that we are doing it for this reason and that reason, engaging in sin and giving reasons. Person organizes a program of music and dance and says that my niyat is excellent, I want to use that money for building masjid, madrasas for the orphans, for the needy and for the poor. Then can that niyat be valid? Therefore he says, قَوْم مِنْ حَيْثُ الْإِسْلَامِ مُرْدَى وَجُكِي هَي. Furada, furada, here and there you may find somebody. But the majority, that ihsas also has become dead. You can't even speak in certain homes, certain families. They will give you all their dalail and proofs and give you, a, so to say, virtues of sins.
کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھیں کہ دل کباب ہے.
خواجہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ بیوٹیفلی سیز,
کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے, کہتے ہیں اب ثواب ہے سود میں اور قمار میں, دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے, دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے, یہی اگر بہار ہے آگ لگے بہار میں. کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے, کہتے ہیں اب ثواب ہے سود میں اور قمار میں, دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے, دنیا گلے کا ہار ہے دین نظر میں خار ہے, یہی اگر بہار ہے آگ لگے بہار میں.
کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے. When you look at the condition of the ummah at large, and we are also part of the same ummah. کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے. Look at the youth of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the adults, look at the children, look at the women, look at the parents. What kind they were. Even after that, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kabab over the fire. He said, that is how the hearts have become. The hearts are getting bright. What a kind of revolution this is. Nobody listens to anyone. There is no appreciation of the nasihats of Allah, of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is made a plaything. Dunya gale ka haar hai. The necklace is dunya. Necklace around our necks is dunya. Deen nazar mein khaar hai. And as far as deen is concerned, it's like thorns. Find ourselves extremely uncomfortable, very painful. Person who's walking on thorns. So like that it seems that practicing on deen is like walking on thorns. Dunya gale ka haar hai. Deen nazar mein khaar hai. Deen is like a thorn in our gaze. So if this is the spring of our life, then aag lage bahar. If our enjoyment, our pleasure is in sins, then it's a rather fire catch on to such kind of life. Deen nazar mein khar. So the environment must not change us, we must change the environment. How many times you must have heard now? Mahol par padho la haul. On the environment, 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 put read la haul. Now this very moment in different places, there are huge screens and the vuvuzelas are blowing. But if you don't want to be party, you don't want to be part of it, then who stops you? Did anybody force you to sit here? Did anybody chain you and bring you here? It's in our control. We can create an environment. If the environment within the home is bad and the children cannot seem to practice, then find good friends, spend time with them until they are over with their haram. It is ever the duty of the parents to create that environment within the home. Wherever the Muslim is, he creates an environment. And when will that environment be created? When you have sincerity in the heart and dedication. And the person is prepared to accept all kinds of criticism, objection and rejection. Mentally he prepares himself beforehand. After that, if it doesn't happen, then he must keep asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. So if it doesn't happen, then alhamdulillah, he'll be happy. But if from the start, the person has already made up his mind that the day I will start giving some nasihat and I will start advising, then the people must respect me because I'm talking Quran and Sunnah. So everybody must respect me. There will be no criticism. So then that person will be disappointed because the early days will be days of criticism. A lot of effort has to be made before it takes off the ground. That has been the tarteeb of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at all the pious and righteous elders of ours. When they began and started with some deeni activity and work, in the early stages it was not acceptance, immediate acceptance and welcome and garlands around the neck and put the person on the mimbar and make him president and chairman. First, the person has to go through some kind of difficulty. There has to be a qurbani. In the 1960s, the Jamiatul Ulama Hind, All India Jamiatul Ulama. At that time, it was just one Jamiat and it was a massive, massive organization. Over 100,000 people used to attend the annual program for certain jalsas. So in Meerut, there was one jalsa. Now there were two candidates. One was Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom, Shaykh Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Alayhi. His whole life was full of service to the community. When he was fit, young, and he was healthy, then at that time, all the effort that he put into for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and for the community and the service that he rendered with Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi and others. Now that was all recorded, it was before everyone. Then a relatively new person was standing in opposition and as president. So Hazrat, because of his sincerity, he was not interested. He said, appoint him. But the people said, no, we are not going to allow you to leave this position. In any case, there was some kind of bayan that was given by different people in support of Hazrat Shah Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali's residence and the activities of the Jamiat in those days in India. There was a person by the name of Anwar Sabri, Allama Anwar Sabri we used to call it. Anwar Sabri, a very great poet of India. He was a unique poet. That if a person delivers a bayan of 3 hours, 4 hours, and those bayans were not only 1 hour and 2 hours. You have heard Hazrat Mawlana Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi, his bayan starts from Isha time, finishes Fajr Azan time, and nobody gets up. So bayans were 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours. And the main speaker or the guest speaker, as we say, if the program commences after Isha, then the guest speaker will only come on 1 o'clock in the morning. All the others will have before him. Qiraat, Naat Sharif, Bayans, will come at half past 12 or 1 o'clock. So Anwar Sabri, After that bayan of 2 hours, 3 hours, he gets up and he gives you the gist of the whole bayan in poetry, composes it within that period of time. The gist of that whole bayan is given. Any case, that's a whole history now, but he got up. And in that lengthy poetry of his, which he had composed after the bayan of one of those great alims, he said, Jamhoor ke khidmat gaaron ko ye raaz-e haqeeqat samjha do. Jamhoor ke khidmat gaaron ko ye raaz-e haqeeqat samjha do. پروانوں کے جلنے سے پہلے خود شمع کو جلنا پڑتا ہے جو سنگ گرا بن جاتا ہے تنظیم چمن کی راہوں میں اپنا ہو کوئی یا بیگانا ٹھوکر سے کچلنا پڑتا ہے. اسے جمہور کے خدمت گاروں کو یہ راز حقیقت سمجھا دو. That why are the people flocking and going running behind Shaykh? You tell them, and all those people who are claiming we want to be of service to humanity and to the creation of Allah Ta'ala, then show them this raz, this secret. پروانوں کے جلنے سے پہلے خود شمع کو جلنا پڑتا ہے. That before you expect the moths to come and burn themselves over that flame has to burn itself. If the flame doesn't burn, if there is no flame there, if you don't light the candle and there is no flame there, if that wick of that lamp is not burning, because it burns itself. So until it doesn't burn itself, you won't find moths coming and burning themselves over there. If you want all these parwanas to come, if you want the people to come, then first the person has to make some khidmat. He has to prove himself. He cannot just demand respect. He must command it. Parwano ke jalne se pehle khud shama ko jalna padta hai. Now a person who hasn't made any khidmat and service, and suddenly he stands up and says, a vote for me. He says, if a person becomes an obstacle, he becomes a block, big boulder in the path, jo sange gira ban jata hai, tanzi mein chaman ki raho mein, you want to put up a nice garden, but one big boulder is now becoming an obstacle in the path. Apna ho koi ya begana, thokar se kuchalna padta. Means if the person does not throw the line with the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah and Deen, that's what it means, and the person is becoming an obstacle, then you have to move him away, whether the person is of your own family or anybody else. You cannot be giving the person support. That person has to be pushed aside. And we must carry on in the path of truth and righteousness and sulook. Then only the person makes progress. The moment he becomes weak, listening to criticism, then can he do anything constructive? But of course, there must be a planning, there must be tanzeem. In every other society and organization that is of some worth, there is tanzeem. That is what causes the progress of the society. But when it comes to our deen, then that time there's no tanzi. Everything is just, we take it for granted. So then how do we expect progress? So therefore he says there are people that are in the ummat, but furaga. Here and there you will find somebody. But if you say the whole ummat at large, then it seems that you said, and go on and on and on saying what you wish to say. But if it is dead, you can't get it up. So he says, the whole ummat at present is going through sakh ibtila. Har qisam ka ibtila hai. For the Muslims, there is a test, a very, very severe test, sakh qisam ka. And the greatest test is that of Iman. The greatest test in these times is that of Iman. He is talking about 50 years ago, I'm talking this. The greatest test is that of Iman. After 50 years, what amount of changes came over after about 70 years? The greatest test is that of Iman. Unconcern what we say about Deen, Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Make a mockery of the people of Deen or Deen itself. And both are the same. If a person makes a mockery of those who are pious and righteous and following the Quran and Sunnah, and their mockery is not of the individual, but it is because of those good deeds and actions that that person is making amal on, then that is a mockery of Deen. For what else is he criticizing? For what else is he mocking? Is that Allah Wala steal his money? Or that Allah Wala made him work for him and didn't pay his wages? Is it that? Or that Allah Wala abused him? Or did injustice to him? Nothing of that. But there are certain practices of those who are Allah Wala's. We're not talking about great mashayikh, we're talking about ordinary Muslims like us. Amongst the ordinary Muslims, there are so many of them who are practicing upon Deen, for they are saying that which is haq and truth. Or at least they are talking Quran and Sunnah. Now if criticism and mockery is made of them, they are not talking about those who are batil or those who are unjust or those who are making false accusations and lies. We are talking about those people who are doing the right thing. And they're presenting also Deen in the correct manner. And they themselves are making amal on it. Their actions are according to their preaching also. Now if somebody dislikes them or criticizes them or mocks them or ridicules them, then who is he ridiculing? He's not ridiculing that body of his. He's not making a mockery of the body of the person. He's criticizing the Deen on which this person is practicing. So that is what we mean with the law of Deen. That there's a great test. And the greatest test is this of Deen. That when our nafs becomes our ilah, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. If you see the person who has made his passions, his evil passions and desires, he has made it into his God. Now we say that passions, how can he make God? That means, does he take that passion now and make it into an idol and make it God? What it means that this person follows those desires of his as he would worship his Allah or his God or his Allah. How he says, Amanna wa saddaqna before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam, a pious person, like that this person, he makes Amanna wa saddaqna. When on the whisperings of shaitan or the misleading and misguidance of shaitan, that I am at your command, I am at your call, beck and call, order me whatever, and take me in whichever direction you wish, I will follow. Nafs and shaitan, drag them down, sometimes cinema, theater, gambling den, sometimes in drugs, sometimes in dancing, sometimes club houses, sometimes here, sometimes there, everywhere, drag the person. أَفَرَعَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. So therefore he says that either the ihsas has now gone, that means we don't even realize, we are no more even conscious of the fact that what we are doing is wrong, that ihsas is gone. The person suffers from sugar, diabetes, certain other sicknesses, and the doctor checks, he brings their own small hammer, and he knocks the toe sometimes, sometimes the heel sometimes, beneath the leg, beneath the feet he knocks. And what he's checking for is that if you're feeling the knock of that small little hammer, is it giving some sensation? Then if it's not giving any sensation, no pain, no nothing, you don't even realize it that the person knocked, even if you brought on big hammer and knocked, nothing would have happened. Then he says, well, now you are, it's in danger. It's in danger. This leg now is reaching danger levels. The time could come when it has to be amputated. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But that is still physical if somebody's leg was amputated and was cut off. That's physical. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala raises the stages of those people. But by way of example and analogy, that there when you say they're checking, what they're checking, that ihsas, that is there any his, is there any movement, is there any realization, that's what they're checking. And when there's no ihsas, then they say now, no his there, there's no movement, there's nothing, no feeling, so they say now it's danger. So like that, the ummah at large, this is now what is the condition, that his is gone, that ihsas is gone. That we are Muslims, that we are believers. Where are we? What are we doing? Is this appropriate? The things that we got in our homes, is it the right thing to have in our homes? The type of movies and films and everything that the Muslim watches in his home, is the ihsas there anymore? That our children, what are they watching? And how they will grow up after watching all these things. And then when they become rebellious, then we run for taoism. Then we say, somebody has done jadu. The jadu is of the TV and those movies. That is the jadu. It has affected the brains. The person's whole ideology has changed. His manners have changed. His akhlaq has changed. His character has changed. Their ihsas of deen is gone. That whole research that was done on that backtracking, as the music, concrete evidence that after listening to certain music, then the person now becomes like that. Kill your mother, shoot your father, rape this woman, do that, that's the kind of messages, background messages. And the TVs and movies have gone even more. They deaden the iman cells. The iman cells, I mean, dead. So he says, this is the problem with the ummah at large. I give you an explanation. Har qisam ka ibtila hai, aur sabse bada ibtila iman ka hai. So very few people, he says, are realizing that there is a kind of a problem that we are experiencing. The problem that we are experiencing, very few people are really realizing. And those people who are realizing or have realized that there is a serious problem, that there is a great ibtila and azmaish and test of the iman, then he said, it becomes your duty now then to inform others, to save others. If a person is in namaz, and he's standing and making namaz, and suddenly while in namaz, as most of us do, he raises the gaze up and checks what's the time on the clock. Imam Sahib seems to be reading very long ruku today. So if the person raised his gaze a little bit and he happened to see there's a blind person that's heading straight for one ditch, or he's going to hit one boulder, or he's going to get knocked down. So namaz is farz, and it is an ibadat, which is, in which the person comes closest to Allah Ta'ala in his sajda. But still it is now the hukam that breaks this namaz and won't save that person from falling in the ditch, that blind person. To save the life of that person, the person who is physically walking, the person is walking towards the ditch and is going to fall. This great ibadat of namaz, we are called now break that namaz and go and save him. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave that much haq and right. And appreciates that so much that this person must go and save that person from falling in the ditch. Now the question is, if that person fell in the ditch, what will happen? At the most his life will go and he'll become shaheed. And after becoming shaheed, he'll get Jannah. But even then Allah Ta'ala says, no, save that person. So if the saving of the life of a person, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, even that doesn't matter. There's so much of reward and so much of emphasis that even the namaz must be, the person must break and won't save him. Then those people who are saving the blind ones like us from falling into the ditch, spiritually blind, those who are spiritually blind like us, and we are heading headlong, we are going for the ditch and for the pit of what? Of fire. There that person may just fall into the hole that was dug there. Here this person is heading straight for Jahannam because of his rejection of Iman and rejection of Quran and Sunnah and mockery of Deen is heading there. So then how much reward there must be for saving such kind of people? How much of a reward? Only we know what kind of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So now we will say, no, so we must have an organization. Now straight away we will think of an organization. But yes, it's very true what Mawlana said, so therefore we must have an organization and then we must have an infrastructure. There must be an infrastructure. And then we have to get it furnished. And then we must have computers, we must have this, we must have that. And then we must employ so many personnel. Straight away, our mind will start from there. Shaitan is too shrewd. But he won't tell us that you can start right from your home. You can start from yourself. We can begin there. We can tell our children. We can tell our wives. We can tell our neighbors. We can tell our friends. We can slowly, slowly work amongst the society. And then if there is the opportunity to work within an organization, alhamdulillah. But until there's no organization, so we're not going to do it. So that ihsas. What must I do? It's a flood of things coming. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me ihsas and give you also. And use us for the service of His deen. And give us that realization that if we are not going to do it, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got many ways of making us do it. In different, different countries, different, different kinds of shake-ups came, which made the people then come onto deen and fill up the masajid and become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we don't want to wait for that. Our brother requested that I read Nabi Akram. It's almost 8 o'clock now. So I won't give any explanation tonight. Because this you have heard many, many times. You almost know it by heart. And some part of the explanation also that I always give. Inshallah, tomorrow night again, if we have a program and if it's coming back to mind, then we'll pick it up from there.
Nabi-e Akram, Shafi-e Azam, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے سلام لے لو شکست کشتی تیز دارا نظر سے رو پوش ہے کنارا نہیں کوئی نہ خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو، نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو،
پکچر سر ٹریننگ دروازہ مبارک فیو ڈیز اگو ان مدینہ شریف آؤٹ سائڈ ان کورٹ یارڈ جسٹ پاس مڈ نائٹ with his friends of mine were with me standing there and reading the same Naat Sharif.
Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hai salam le lo.
No sign of the shore. The ship also, the water is seeping in. It's an old dilapidated boat and it hasn't even got a pilot. That is the condition of the Ummah.
Qadam qadam pe e khauf e rehzan زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن، قدم قدم پہ خوف رہزن، زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن، زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدظن، تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو، نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو، کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے، تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے، خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو، نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے سلام لے لو، یہ کئی
سی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں، نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے، کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں، نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے، تم اپنے دامن میں آج آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے لو، تم اپنے دامن میں آج آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے لو، اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے سلام لے لو، یہ دل میں ارماں یہ اپنے طیب مزار اقدس پہ جا کے ایک دن، یہ دل میں ارماں اپنے یونس مزار اقدس پہ جا کے ایک دن، دن کمپوز قاضی طیب صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، دیکھو اسے یہ دل میں ارما ہے اپنے پائیے، یہ دل میں ارماں اپنے یونس مزار اقدس پہ جا کے ایک دن، سناؤ ان کو میں حال دل کا، کہوں میں ان سے سلام لے لو، نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے سلام لے لو، الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، اے رب کریم و مولا اللہ رحیم اللہ کریم، raised our begging bowls before you, dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. ہمارے اس بیٹھنے کو قبول کر لے، میرے ان دوستوں کے بیٹھنے کو قبول کر لے. دوسرے بستی میں اللہ ان سب کو قبول کر لے, ہم سب کو صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت والی زندگی دے. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen. Forgive all major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. We are going through very, very testing and trying times now. Fitnas from all sides are lashing at our next doors. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Which are the doors that we can tap for protection besides your door? Protect us, my beloved Allah, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't let even the hasrat come into our hearts, my beloved Allah, of not being a party to whatever is happening in these times of fitna. Rabbi Kareem, give us enjoyment, give us happiness and satisfaction and the tawfiq to make abundant shukr of yours that you saved us from those fitnas. Save us at all times from those fitnas, my beloved Allah. Give us sukoon-e-dil, give us, my beloved Allah, the sweetness of iman in our heart. Give us such enjoyment in your ibadah, zikr, tilawat, obedience to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, my beloved Allah, we don't go towards any kind of haram. Put so much of your muhabbat and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in our hearts, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Bless us all with good health. Those that are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, clinics, in the homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Give us shifa from all spiritual sicknesses. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Protect them from all the fitnas, my Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. If it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, that you be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, our wives, our children, our parents, our family members, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless all mankind with hidayat, my Allah. Those who have gone astray, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto sirat al-mustaqim. The ghair Muslim, dress them with iman, my beloved Allah. Give them hidayat. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اے رب کریم, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your asan, remove the pain, suffering and difficulties. Ya Rabbi, Ma Karima, Bi Rahmatika Ya Arham.